Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing
we're back.
You do,
it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's free. It's a piece of cake to subscribe, and I think you'll like the letter. And if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe yourself. You do it yourself. It's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe. So check it out when you get a chance and join the happy throng of thousands of subscribers that get our letter every week. Scott Swedenberg is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's CEO of Mail Enterprises. And he's one of the folks who helps businesses put their best foot forward by collecting the contact information of customers or helping businesses find new customers through direct mail and helping them grow their business that way. And he's going to help us with that today. Scott, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. And one of the things that I said to, and by the way, folks, we have Scott and I have some mutual friends who are in a similar, in also in the direct mail business. Many of you have heard Lois Geller and Andrea Nuremberg on the show, so we have those mutual friends. Those are great ladies, aren't they, Scott?
Oh, they're super ladies. Very
Scott,
good.
Scott, one of the things that that I know you want to talk about today is something, and I'm glad you want to talk about this, because this is, in my opinion, this is either lost money or found money, and that is the concept of a customer database in a small business. Talk to us about that.
Jim, you're exactly right. What we're finding more and more is, if you've got a good database, you can grow your business much faster than other businesses that don't keep up a good database. And especially when we're doing direct mail, or whether you're doing email marketing or telemarketing, whatever resources you're using to try to grow your business, it all starts with the database. It's your database and then your offer are the two most important things. But by far, the database is even greater than that. And we're finding that the companies that do have a good database are always have a leg up on those who don't in growing their business.
And you know, Scott, what you just said was true 30 years ago, and it was absolutely valid and true, everything you said 30 years ago. But today, it's not just an advantage, it's essential, isn't it?
Oh, it's critical. You've got to know your customers and who your prospects are. I mean, one example I give is, a lot of people think, if I just have a great offer, I can mail something out or call people and I'm going to get responses. But one thing I like to share with a story, if you were selling a Ferrari for $10,000, yet you went and targeted females who were over 70, who had household incomes of $30,000 a year, you're not going to get any response.
That's
but
right.
If you turned around and said, my database is made up of young men aged 25 to 40 that make $100,000 a year, you're going to get an incredible response from
right.
that. So that
right.
just shows the difference in being able to target and have a good database and know who you're trying to search out as new customers.
Well, you know, the thing is, folks, is you want to know where your customers live. You want to know where to find these people. And the thing about today, when I said today it's critical to have a database of customers, of your customers, and know where they live, know how to call them, know how to mail to them, know how to email to them, maybe even know how to IM to them. With all the different tools that are available today to reach out and touch customers, and including, you know, especially with their permission, it's essential to be able to leverage all those different ways, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. And we start with the customers that we work with, is helping them to understand the things to begin to gather. You want to get their name, their address, their email address, their phone number, and of course, like you said, always getting permission when you're doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
And as you develop that information, then you start to step up a little further and find out, okay, what is it they're purchasing from me? What services are they using from me? When do they use those? How often do they use those? And as you develop that, it enables you to really respond to the customer based on their needs, not when you're ready to have a sale.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, it's not. And if you do it right, if it seems to me, Scott, you correct me if I'm wrong here. It seems to me if you do it right, it's not about I got something to sell you. Listen to me, I got something to sell. It's more about, hey, just want to let you know we're still around. What can we do to help? And it's more about just staying in contact, like calling an old friend, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. Because nowadays everyone is being bombarded with so many different television, mail, telephone, you name it, billboards, radio.
A couple of times on the radio, yeah, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you hear so many different messages. And so if you're able to take your customers and give them the message they want by understanding the database you have, then you're much better off. Because if you know if a customer is interested in this product, then you've got that on the database. You can tell they purchase this, and they like to purchase it every 3 months. And if they haven't been in, say, 4 or 5 months to purchase that, you can send them a little note to say, hey, we missed you. You're normally in purchasing. Here's 10%. Come on in and get it because we know you probably need it now.
What do you think is the biggest reason why small businesses don't collect the information and then or sometimes they collect it and they just don't use it?
I think the biggest thing is I think they still don't understand the enormous value in having that. You know, and two, it takes a little time and effort to do it. I mean, you've got to have some type of system, you know, whether it's you ask a customer to fill out information or when they come in and make a purchase, you note that in whatever type of database you use. But it takes a little bit of work. And then once I think you see the success that you can have from having a valuable database, then it'll reinforce the effort that you're making, and then people begin to really put the time and effort into doing it.
You know, Scott, I have seen businesses that, from an asset standpoint, even from a viability standpoint, were not really very good anymore. They'd kind of lost the edge. They'd lost some of their validity in the marketplace, and so based on that, they weren't worth very much as a company to buy. But I've seen those same companies uncover 40 years of customer list that was 20, 30, 40 years old, name, rank, and serial number, and that made that company extremely valuable to then redirect in a new way with those customers.
Oh, you're exactly right. I mean, the greater your database is, because that's really what we call like a gold mine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out there to be gone through and find and really find those jewels that are sitting out there waiting for you.
Scott, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Scott Swedenberg, the CEO of Mail Enterprises. We'll talk some more with him about this very important topic right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Scott Swedenberg. Scott's the CEO of Mail Enterprises. And Scott, I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about your company and how we can contact you. What's your website is? Tell us a little bit about you guys.
Okay. Jim, what we do is we help businesses of all sizes, and we work with a lot of nonprofits, too, in the nonprofit area. It's more of the direct mail fundraising, but in the small business area, we're helping them grow their business through using direct mail, and in that regard, we help them with the list, as we just got through talking about, working with their database, and if they don't have names, we get the names, we do the design work, the printing and the mailing, a full service in that regard. And then we sit... I'm sorry?
I tell you, go ahead. I have a question for you. Go ahead. Finish.
Okay. And in that regard, we sit down with them at the end and find out what worked and what didn't work. That's the great thing about direct mail. You can track it and really test your results and find out what works best for your business.
It's a lot more of a science. People think that it's more, you know, just putting stuff in an envelope and giving it to the post office, but it's a lot more scientific now, isn't it?
Oh, certainly. And the thing about direct mail, we got to prove ourselves every day, because we tell our clients we put some kind of code or something on every piece so they can track the results. And at the end of it, we looked and say, did we do our job and did it work?
Right. So, well, give us your website, by the way.
Our website is mail, mailent.com. So it's www.mailent.com.
And you work with people all over the country, don't you?
We do. We work with small and large businesses all over the country, and had an opportunity to speak there, too. So we get involved in helping people not only, you know, in doing the work, but also getting them a better idea of how to get better at it, where we speak and help them in that regard.
What about if somebody said, I need help just collect, we don't even know how to collect our the information. Do you get involved at that level on just to begin, in the very beginning?
Oh, certainly. We help them at any stage along the process and give them input to get them going. So it may be a case where they don't even need us at this point, but I'll just give them some helpful hints to get started, and then as they develop, we help them to understand where they need to go from there. But we help people at any stage in the process.
What about electronic contact? Do you help the folks with electronic contact?
We help, you know, with the in regard to email marketing,
yes,
and that
uh-huh.
type thing.
Mm-hmm.
We work with them that, because the great thing about this is, as good as direct mail is, they always work better when you can do something in conjunction, meaning you can mail somebody something
right.
and follow up with an email, or email them, follow up with a postcard
right.
or a phone call, that type thing.
Where do you think all this is going, Scott? Where do you think 2-5 years from now we will be with regard to reaching out and touching our customers? Is direct mail, you think, is it always going to have a place?
Oh, it'll definitely always have a place. And what we're seeing, not only in direct mail, email, any of these things, is we're getting more and more targeted. You just don't send one general message to your whole customer base, but you take that message and customize it to that individual customer based on their individual needs. And that's really the direction the industry is going.
If somebody is listening and they're thinking, boy, that sounds like a lot of work. Well, for them, it is a lot of, could be a lot of work, for one reason, because they'd be like me, they wouldn't know how to do that. But for a professional, to get a firm like yours, or, and there are a lot of other good firms out there and across the country, as you know, and that you work with, and we mentioned a couple of them earlier in the show, to hire a professional to help you it makes it easier, but what about the expense? How do we justify the expense?
It's really looking at the return on investment, and that's what we help every customer to see, because a lot of people ask us, what kind of response rate should I get from direct mail? I heard national average is 1%, and we always tell them, let's back in and see what the return on investment is, because if it costs you $10 to mail something, but you make $10,000 on it,
right.
That's great. And if it costs you 30 cents to mail something and you only make 20 cents, that's
right.
bad.
Right. And a good professional organization like yours and other folks around the country, they need to be it to help you. If they don't have that kind of a conversation with you, they're really more interested in their own business than they are in your business, aren't they?
That's right.
I mean, they need to be able to say, okay, let's look at the economics of a campaign.
Exactly. We try to do that with everybody. It's just not, we've got something in the budget and let's mail something. We really look at how can we get the best results for you that have a long-term return on investment.
What if somebody says, wait a minute, all right, look, I haven't done a good job of collecting my information from my customers. Give me a year or two and I'll have that ready. They don't really have to wait a year or two to be able to reach out and touch folks, do they?
Oh, no. They can go ahead and start with some very simple things. Whatever they may have, you can start at that point and grow from there.
What about lists, though? Do you recommend
lists? Based on if they know a little bit about what their customers look like, you can get lists, and it's amazing sometimes how targeted you can really get with lists, whether it be demographic information, psychographic information, people who love gardening.
Right. And these are people who have given somebody permission to have stuff sent to them.
Exactly.
Most of them are, aren't they?
That's right.
Yeah. So, and folks, these days, if you want a redheaded 29-year-old man who likes hot rods, you can target those people, can't you, Scott?
Oh, exactly. And Scott,
let me stop you for a second. We got to go, but I want you to give us your website one more time.
It's www.mailent.com.
All right.
And if they go on there and click and go to my site and email me, I'll send them an e-newsletter with direct mail tips for free.
Thank you, Scott. See you next time. Scott Swedenberg, ladies and gentlemen.
Jim,
quick
thank
break.
You.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.